91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Medford.
Right next to Boston.
Boston.
And who did we just hear? We started after Ministry with Mr. Airplane Man. You Do Something. Tiger Bomb. Give Me One More Chance. Greg Allen's Fringe Religion with Queen of Dirt. And right there with Whoopee Sticks. Don't Want to Be a Person from their disc, We Are Spunk. And I have Arthur Nason and Sons ready to rock. Are you guys all ready to go?
We're like a law firm. We're more like, you know, those people who deliver oil, Arthur Nason's and Sons and stuff like that. We function more like a Chinese restaurant, but that's what we... Is this thing on?
Is it okay if I call you Arthur Nason and Sons?
No, don't do it again. You can do whatever you want. It doesn't matter. I'm kidding. Yeah, that's how it happened. You know, it's like slave labor, cheap labor. That's the way that it goes. By the way, speaking of cheap labor, we have not received the hi-hat stand. I don't feel a sense of commitment or anything from you.
What's
people
he
who
using?
Are listening.
He's using a chair.
He's put a hi-hat. Can you hear it from there?
Yeah, I can.
I mean, these are the conditions we're working under, and I don't know, I don't feel great about
it. It's live radio.
Yeah, I mean, I think, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, I think you guys should be a little bit more supportive of what's going on. This is
he's not talking about me, by the way.
No, he's great. But anyway, this is a new one from a new album. The album's called Whack Mythology. Come on, it would have to be called that. But anyway, 1, 2, 3... Is too loud. More of me and everything. No, that's an ego.
I think it sounds good. It's a good mix.
I'm joking around.
I mean, I can bring your vocals up a bit, but I think it's a pretty good mix.
Okay, all right. I thought I did. Let's do Unglued.
It's Arthur Nason live on WMFO.
to hear and they think you come undone. I'm gonna second guess you, my words they won't depress you. You've got the nerve to tell me this doesn't suit you well. We never thought of you, maybe it come to use. Doctors are here and they think you come undone. Doctors are here and they think you come undone. Thank you. All right.
Arthur Nason
once again. All right, what are we going to play? Let's play. Sleep Till Noon. This is a new one. I think we're going to make a video for this. It's a new single, and it's...
I love this song. I know. I played it.
That's right. It more fits with this show, and we're trying to fit in because we're like Squaresville, Daddy-O. You know?
Oh, yeah? Am I going to change your style of music?
You're going to change the whole sound of the band. And then Graham starts it. One, two, go! My Sharona. Sounds like... All right, sorry.
Yeah.
One, two, three. You went missing long ago, like you're empty. Promise goes. They're gonna smoke and roll in this unforgiven town. I'm designed to stay asleep. Strange reactor, multi-factor. Listen while the shards of daylight roll. They're gonna smoke and blow in this unforgiving town. I'm designed to stay asleep till noon. I'm gonna sleep till noon. Watch it, watch it. I'm gonna sleep till noon. I gotta catch up on some rest. I'm gonna sleep till noon. Hi, we're Greta Van Fleet. We wrote this. We'll be right back.
Ah, that was great. I used to be a big Leadhead.
Oh, I like
back
them.
In high school.
I like them. Yeah, I like them too. But I don't know, it was kind of, we were big shouts out to our homies Greta Van Fleet, you know.
All right, for, gotta do that.
For doing whatever it is they do, I don't really get it, but.
It's so fresh.
How about Memory Girls?
Now she's to the right of every wrong. Yes, it's true. Memory girls, it's true. Memory girls, it's true. Memory girls, it's true. Memory girls. One day she's the queen of the college. Everybody thought that she'd go far. Some say the world ain't like college. She fell apart like a $50 car. Yes, it's true. Memory girls, it's true. Memory girls, it's true. Memory girls, it's true. Memory girls. My faults are too great to mention. The color and the style and the breadth of dimension. My heart's like a hardware convention. Probably accounts for the verbal dissension. She's as nutty as a squirrel, trying to forget the things she said. She's locked away on the 14th floor, talking to the voices in her head. Cause it's true, memory girls, it's true. Memory girls, it's true. Memory girls, it's true. Memory girls.
Thank you. That one is a hit in France for some reason.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like Jerry Lewis. Ah, lady. It's kind of a fun...
Oh, lady!
Whoa! Whoa, Dean. Whoa, lady. What the... All right, how about Watch Your Back? This is a hit nowhere.
Don't adhere, they grab the wheel and try to steer, and ask the train to light before the sun. Watch your back now. Watch your back now. Innocence meets pestilence. They should stay clear, it makes no sense. Where clocks were round in arrogance and curse the moon for so much nighttime. All their thoughts drop like a lever. Scrubble paper put together. Little round in frilly dresses. Waiting for someone to let them go. Watch your back now. Watch your back now. Watch your back now. Watch your back now.
Well, we got off to a rough start, but we finished it. Thank you. Oh, snow is starting to stop. That means you could bring that hi-hat. Well, we'll be over soon enough. So. I don't know. How many songs more do we have? What do you think?
You?
Yeah.
I don't know. How long are the songs?
I don't know.
It's 2:18.
It's 2:18? Let's do You'll Never Change. I'm going to make up the lyrics as we go along, and if anyone guesses the real lyrics, that phone number here is 1-800-955-1212, and you can call and win a free CD. Well, your car is all locked, because your conscience is blocked. I could be talking to a rock, and you'll never change. See, your phone won't tick, and your finger won't prick. I could be talking to a myth, and you'll never change. I was thought it was a matter of time. Never occurred that it was all in your mind. Everything's etched in stone, so I'll say it one more time. There's no sheets on your bed. Your monologue has been said. Oh, even your guitars won't shred, cause you'll never change. You can't quit the light, and if you think you'd be bright, oh, that's all that tonight. You'll never change. Never occurred that it was on. Ever occurred it was all in your mind. Everything's etched in stone, so I'll say it one more time. Well, it's using all locks, because your conscience is blocked. You're like a boat that's been docked, and you'll never change. You say your time won't tick, and your finger won't prick. There's something else to say, and you'll never change, change, change. All right, it's water time. Let's have a little drink.
We have Arthur Nason, and his sons are playing, and it's 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
And it's snowing out, and we'll need a dog sled to get out of here.
Yeah.
And all of that stuff. That's our commitment to you, the listening audience. Mm. We showed up. I mean, you know.
We're right here.
We're right here.
Revving up.
Oh, we're ready to go. Oh, let's see. Here's something else that I don't know the lyrics to. Let's do... Bounce. 1, 2, 3.
Just a way to start. I'm not nervous and I'm not afraid to fall. I can bounce. Funky, funky bounce. 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 I love you. You're on your way. Back to bite you now. Explain away. Everything and now is just
kind of a way to end it.
Well, the Iron Man. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. You're listening to Arthur Nason.
No, it's Ozzy, really. I'm Ariana Grande. All right, let's say, yeah. Are you ready, drag?
To retire, I got the whipped cream cans in a paper bag. Yeah, I'm gonna set the place on fire. But you're a drag, 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 drag. Oh God, forget you. I'm a drag, 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 drag. Oh, forget you. I hit the street like a summer night. Just wanna sit around and whine with all of your old hags. I'm a drag, 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 drag. Oh God, forget you. Drag, 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 drag.
I faked them out on the ending. Good. Oh, that's really funny. Oh, yes, 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 yes. All right, let's do... We're getting toward the end. Should we just do plastic? What do you think? You know?
You got a five-minute song?
Okay, you want to do the last one then? Let's just call it last one, all right?
If you want.
All right, plastic. All right.
You know you never look better. I'm still inside hiding from the weather. Ringing up my phone. Yes, it's you and you're all alone. Singing, hey, it's all dressed in plastic. Hey, it's all dressed in plastic. Got a blue shoes on the center. People taken aback, you can see that they're reeling. Johnny shirt and a dress that twirls. Gotta see this plastic girl saying, hey, it's all dressed in plastic. You know they're just in the ceiling. People taking a back, you can see that they're reeling. You're doing a dress that twirls. All I see is plastic girls singing, hey, all dressed in plastic. We'll be right back.
never sounded
better.
Yeah,
that's right. We're from Canada. Nice to meet you. Yeah, that's good.
No, it's Arthur Nason and Sons. And, hey, you didn't do Emperor's New Sound, did you?
Most of what... This set is going to sound different to you at home because a lot of the stuff I do is based on piano. So we tried to get a piano here. We had it about as far as Mass Ave in Arlington, and then just, you know, it fell off the back of the car. We had it strapped up top. People were swerving in and around it and everything, and it's out there now. If you see a piano anywhere in Arlington and Mass Ave, it's mine. Try to get it back to me, and we'll go on from there. Right. No, it's hard to drag any kind of a keyboard around.
I was thinking about how it went.
These sets then will sound different because they'll just be guitar oriented.
Right.
But
right.
You can go, you lucky, lucky people. You can go to like Spotify or Apple or your favorite streaming service and listen to the plethora of recordings.
Well, why don't I play The Emperor's New Sound?
Come
over here and have a seat.
I will have a seat.
And you can plug all that stuff.
All right.
How's that sound?
Okay.
It's Arthur Nason. You just heard him live for a half hour, and here's some of his recorded stuff. It's The Emperor's New Sound. WMFO in Medford near Boston, and yeah. I'm sitting here with Arthur Nason. Did you guys want to sit down and talk? Well, that was
they don't really speak English.
Yeah, let's.
They went through public school.
Introduce them, yeah, anyways. It's Graham and
Graham Nason on drums, Colin Nason on bass, and I'm Beyonce. And that's kind of how it goes.
Well, I see what you need, what you meant about you needed a piano for the Emperor's New Sound.
And an organ track and some extra guitar and some backing vocals.
Did you do the keys on that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
And, of course, you do all the guitar. I mean,
yeah, and the vocals and the backing vocals and the bass playing. I love to play bass. I think that most bass players don't really approach the instrument well. And I'm coming down on bass players. That's what's going to happen today. They don't add
How's
melody.
How's Colin doing?
He's doing great. He's doing great. Right. But I think that I'm trying to talk with... For over years of doing bands, most of the bass players would approach things in a very, I'm going to play the root of the chord, that's pretty much it, and I'm going to stand there until, you know, I fall over or, you know, the beer runs out or, you know, that kind of thing. But when you think about a bass player like James Jamerson or a Paul McCartney or even John Paul Jones or whatever, they were doing all kinds of interesting stuff to add so much to the music.
Right.
And so I wound up playing the bass parts myself because that's... what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear something that was much more involved. Right. Adding counterpoint and melody.
Yeah.
You're getting an education out there, aren't you? It's counterpoint and melody time. Hi, it's 2:30 and it's counterpoint and melody time. Here on WMFM.
I think our drummer for the Thighs Creep is Joe Moyer. He's on the right track.
That's great.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. I think it used to be that the bass player would be one of the strongest musicians in the band.
Mm.
And then what happened with rock music over time is that it would all kind of, you know, it was the guy who didn't want to play guitar.
Right.
Anyway, it's an important thing.
So, plugs? You playing out at all? You don't play out, do you?
I do some, but... a lot of people won't have me.
are you troubled?
Am I that much of a... I'm a big effing problem. That's all I do is give people. If people are going to be awful and if they're not going to pay or anything like that, no money, no Arthur.
Yeah.
It's really... I don't know. I think that the Boston club scene could be the best scene easily... in the country, maybe on the planet.
Have they paid the band?
But I mean, it's like they now we were talking about some of these clubs are now doing wicked pay to play.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's
going
to fly.
That's been going on. That's been going on for a while.
Yeah,
right?
I know, but it's stepped up.
No, I'm sorry. Midway's great. Middle East.
Yeah, I mean, what are they? Or, you know, you want to play it's insanity. And it's like it used to be that way in Los Angeles on the Sunset Strip. I don't know if it still is. I haven't been out to LA in a little while. But and it was like, and everyone was sitting there saying, well, we'll pay it because, you know, I mean, and it's just so incredibly abusive. It's awful.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know. I just look at it and I'd like to play it. I'd like to play much more. And I'd like to play places that just treat us decently. That's all. And I don't really, I think it's a different thing. Because now people can hear it all online, and a lot of millennials today don't have any money. They don't also have drug or alcohol addiction, which is kind of weird. So they're not interested in going to clubs and trying to, you know, find new ways to buy stuff or meet new people where they can pass out with and all of the good stuff that, you know,
that we
used to do as kids.
Right.
I mean, now they got all computers and they're on their phones and they're doing stuff like that. What happened to serious brain damage? I mean, you know, come on. This was the kind of stuff that, you know, of legends. And then that's, you know, where we were headed. But, no, I like to play live. I really enjoy it a lot, as you could hear, hopefully, by today.
Oh, it was awesome.
We had
it was
fun.
Awesome, yeah.
But, I mean, if we're going to... Some places just don't want to hear about it. There are some, for some reason... You know, Boston is really... I'm going to use the word incestuous. It's incredibly... Or insular is maybe a more polite word about a scene.
Mm-hmm.
And what they'll do is they'll just, well, I'm going to book my friends and that's it.
Right.
Well, that's a great business plan. That really works.
Yeah,
you see
that go on. Yep.
And you see clubs hit in New England, there's what? Easily 300,000-400,000 bands in New England.
That's crazy,
From Maine to Rhode Island, Connecticut to wherever, there's got to be, you know, over 100,000 bands. And the clubs are closing. So you must ask oneself, you know, why is that? You know, and they're being run poorly, and they're not having fun.
And that's why we're doing gigs in New York City.
Yeah, New York, but New York, a lot of clubs are closing.
Yeah, same thing.
And we were just talking about Sidewalk Cafe that we both played at. I mean, I used to do much more in New York than in Boston. Because in Boston, like CBGBs, they'd have me.
Right.
They were great.
Right.
It was wonderful. It was a lot of fun.
So you played CBGBs.
I played the gallery a ton. The gallery part was a thing where I could do, and I played that a lot. And it was so sad when they closed down.
What's the gallery?
It was the 313 Gallery, which is, I think, a much nicer club. It was next door. They got that part of it, and it was beautiful.
Oh, just another stage.
Yeah. The 315 Bowery was CBGB's and 313 was the gallery. And it was just, they expanded.
Right. Could you walk through one to the other?
I think you'd have to go outside, but I don't remember that. It was a lot of fun. But all these different places, the way, way down stuff, all the Alphabet City clubs. Now, you know, Sidewalk, as we said, is closing and all of that. Mm. It's tough. You know, it's tough. And a lot of people aren't going out as much. And I think as well... think about it, there's also a lot of bands who are like trying to get their first shot at playing live, and they're trying to get as much experience, and so those bands ultimately
will do it.
Are what's, yeah, they'll show up, they'll play for nothing, they'll do all the heavy lifting, and a lot of people are saying, you want my $10 cover and, you know, $90 beers to, you know, to listen to these guys who, you know, might be great one day, but they're not ready. And I think that's a big, big problem. And it's a shame. Another big problem is a lot of the big conglomerates have bought up a lot of clubs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see a club that has some sort of a good size space, and some big company will come in and buy it. And then before you know it, it's like, we're just going to have Nickelback in there from now on. That's the way it's going to go. Same thing happened to radio. And now what we have is college and community and public radio.
It's the only good radio.
Doing really fun, interesting things.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, think about what happened. You know, you can remember FNX and BCN and all of those. They would play local acts.
Sure.
And
way back when. I mean, I actually worked for BCN at the when it was dying, you know.
Okay. And, so like, what, 90s or something like that?
When was that? I was there for, well, I was at ZLX for 4 years. I was only at, it was the 2000s anyway.
Oh, okay. So into there.
It was
shocking to me when BCN went down, because, I mean, a lot of acts, I mean, and I don't know if not a lot of people know this, but BCN was looked at as a national radio station in many ways, because they were like a tastemaker that was breaking acts. They broke like Tom Petty and a number of other different types of groups. And it's just one that I can think of at the moment. But they would be like, this is good, let's get on this now. And they would lead the way in a lot of different ways. New York has not got much left for rock radio. LA, I don't know what's going on with that. They have some, you know, there's some things like that. But it's getting weirder and weirder. And what it's doing is it's creating pockets where people like your band and my band can find different ways to get heard. It's not going to be mainstream anymore, because corporations bought this up and ran it into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, iHeart Radio is $21 billion in debt. That's Mitt Romney's company, by the way. Could you imagine anyone listening right now, if you're sitting there and saying, and Mitt Romney walks into the room and says, oh, I'm going to program some great radio for you kids. You know, I mean, think about it just for 1 minute. And it's just, I mean, free fall. All of these different ones, you know, CBS is up for sale. They're trying to get rid of that. Cumulus.
Yeah, yeah.
These are, you know, conglomerates.
That's who I used to work for, CBS Radio.
They were good.
Yeah.
They were doing some good things. I mean, it's a shame. But anyway, everything gets weirder and weirder. And as the clubs get weirder and weirder, coming back to that, I'm basically, and a lot of the people booking it are just, I mean, the record companies might be more reasonable. You know, they're just, it's insane. Some of them really care about music and are really nice and are trying to do positive things. And I think it's in their best interest to do so. And it's sad. I mean, look at like Johnny D's going down, a place like that, that really was, I mean, they were a certain type of place that was in Boston, kind of an institution of sorts.
Right, right.
And you could get like different groups that would come through that were at one point pretty big.
Right.
Or some that were on the rise that were being supported by record companies and all that. The other thing is tour support. Think about what happened with that. Most of the tours, I mean, you know, would lose a lot of money. Although there's a hilarious story. I knew this guy 100 years ago who he was a sound man, and he was a sound man for Peter Tosh.
Yeah.
And they had two planes, and on one plane they had all the musicians and all the musicians' equipment and all the people involved with the show. And on the other plane, they didn't really know what was on. And one day he asked, well, what's on the other?
Bunch of ganja.
Exactly, what's on the other plane? Because the tour was doing mediocre business at best, but they have an entire plane filled, you know, and so they'd show up into town and they'd have these people and they'd go out into the street like selling t-shirts, you know, around the garden at an Aerosmith show. These people would do that, and that was what their business was. It's hilarious. So as far as like, you know, loading up a bunch of kids in the car, like I do, and go out to play a place that's going to, you know, basically treat us like we owe them something.
Yeah, I hate that.
I know. Like, come on. Anyway, I bring it up not to be just nasty, but to point out that the Boston scene could be superlative, could be the best, really, on the planet. There's so much music
Listen,
going on.
People. Right.
Fix you should it. Have a show based on that. Have a bunch of different people come in and just talk about that
we
and talk
the,
about
we
solutions.
We did something like that once. We had Blowy in here and Anthony Kaczynski. Yeah. Maybe we'll do another one of those. And you definitely need Arthur Nason in there on that talk.
Happy to play it. Happy to have some fun.
Anything you need to plug, Arthur?
Everything I do. Just that's all there is to it. You know, just keep... anyway, it's going well. We just got video out for Ice Queen, which is, I think, a hilarious number. And Glide magazine just did a feature on it. So I'm getting a bunch of that. Magazines are dying.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame.
And no one reads.
Yeah. I mean, there's some that are on the up. I'm going to be on one pretty soon out of Manhattan that is guys who are really trying to do a real good job with it. And it should be coming out.
What's it called?
Rock and Roll Globe.
Okay.
And that should be coming out. I mean, it's show business. 6 weeks after it's happened, I'll tell you if it actually happened.
Okay. Thank you.
But anyway, but you know, some good magazines have been covering, you know, what I'm doing, and it's helping it spread more on a global level, which is what it needs to do. I think just to focus on Boston, while it's a great city, I mean, think about it. How many clubs are there to play now?
Right.
You know, how many magazines are writing about music? How many are only writing about their friends' bands?
Right.
We could be less provincial Bostonians, couldn't we? We could be a little less provincial.
Well, anyways, Arthur Nason and Sons, they did a great job here.
We had fun.
Half hour set. If you missed it, the archive will be up this evening. You can listen then. You can listen all you want.
On Spotify and Apple.
And how about Somerville Girl?
That's a ballad. I don't know if you want to do that. I don't think you should.
No.
You know, it's a great song, I think. But I think what you should do is go back to the stuff that you like best, which is Sleep Till Noon and that sort of thing.
Well, I think that got screwed up in here. And you already played Sleep Till Noon.
Well, I was just thinking that it's your favorite.
Okay, what do you have on No Mystery?
Let's go further. That's an early record. Let's go to more recent stuff. How about like the Whack Mythology record?
How about False Prophets?
Let's go further into the future. New Babies Get All the Attention.
How about Sky Fell Down?
Okay.
From Whack Mythology.
All right.
Now, I don't have everything up on the... there was something going wrong with our system when I was trying to... So I have to redo Whack Mythology, I think. It's like, for some reason, only it's one song on there.
Do you still have the burned disc?
I think so. I hope so.
If you don't, I can drop one off. No big deal.
Well, Arthur Nason...
Thanks so much for listening. It was a lot of fun.
Nason boys.
Thank you.
Graham, Colin. Right on. And we're 91.5 WMFO in Boston. And let's hear a little more. Arthur Nason, thanks a lot, man.
Thanks. Take care.
All right.
Forward. yourself. They're hard to face, but you must try. You hide your feelings from the one you love. You got me wondering why. I don't know how to do anymore for you. You say I don't love you enough. Ooh, yeah, I can hardly satisfy where I know you're needing so much.
WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Revis Show. I'm Brian Young. And yeah, great. Arthur Nason, he has some stories. He's great. He can talk. Great guest. And great set. After Arthur, we heard Robin Lane and the Chartbusters, When Things Go Wrong. And right there, the Smithereens, All Revved Up. And we're 91.5 WMFO in Medford near Boston. At 3:30, we'll do the Boston Groupie News Report. Oh, yeah, I still need to do a Ramones block. Let me know if you have a Ramones song you want to hear. 855-915-9636 is the number. Here's the Dotsons with Hong Kong Fury.